Penguin Random House Audio presents Jefferson's Daughters, Three Sisters, White and Black in a Young America by Catherine Carrison. Read for you by Tavia Gilbert. Introduction. Summer, 1789. It was a deceptively quiet Sunday in Paris. The very air of these summer months seemed laden with menace, as news of peasant revolts in the countryside filtered into the city, and apprehensive Parisians watched the king position his troops to defend it. Political tumult had convulsed the city that summer as well, as the king, nobles, and bishops had stridently resisted the urgings of commoners to join them in their newly formed National Assembly. But finally, in a clear nod to the people's will, Louis XVI conceded, and a crisis appeared to have been averted. As the carriage of Thomas Jefferson, American minister to the French court, rattled through the streets that day, he was confident that with its victory complete, the assembly was in complete and undisputed possession of the sovereignty. Unbeknownst to Jefferson, however, that very day infuriated aristocrats had forced the king to backpedal. As news of this change began to be known at Paris about 1 or 2 o'clock, Jefferson later recalled, the city began to stir again. Passing through the elegant Place Louis XV, now the